Sharknado.
It's Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Here we go.
Sharknado.
Well, one can only hope Sunday is a Sharknado, Gussie, for the grand final.
Yeah, we cannot wait. You said earlier, Pagey, it's going to be about 28 degrees during the day, so it's going to be warm and it's going to be dry. So let's ask the boys.
Sweaty.
Oh, yeah. What's imperative for Cronulla to win, Matthew Johns?
I tell you, it's imperative. You can't win a grand final in the first 20 minutes, but you can lose one in the first 20 minutes. And when you get out there and all the noise, all the nerves, the pressure, and you can really play your worst football on the big day. So it's really, really important that Cronulla, in the first 20 minutes, they get out there and they start well. And I think it's really important for Cronulla to score first. When you play against the Melbourne Storm, if the Melbourne Storms get away to a lead, 4-0, 6-0, doesn't matter. What they start to do there is they start to take grip of the contest. So all of a sudden you start feeling you have to take more chances, you make more errors, and it just compounds. However, if you start well against Melbourne, for all their brilliance over the years, don't chase points well. Get in front, make them nervous, make them get a plan B.
Okay, what about you, MG? What's imperative for the Sharkies to win?
Well, just don't change. You don't win 15 games in a row if you're not a good team. They're a great team. And they seem to, in the last month or so, before they had a couple of wins to get to the grand final, they seem to stifle their attack a bit and try to be a little bit more direct. When they go wide, they look great. Townsend in particular is going to be key. He's got to stand really wide and get some good ball to Jack Bird early, because Jack Bird could be a game breaker.
Okay, most important player on both sides.
Well, Cameron Smith for the Melbourne Storm, because the Melbourne Storm, if you could define their style, it's flat, fast, and through the middle. That's how they play. Where most sides, you know, get on the front foot and push it to the edges, when Melbourne, the more momentum Melbourne get, the straighter they play. And so the focal point of everything they do is Cameron Smith. And that's going to be one of the most intriguing battles. How the Cronulla markers against Cameron Smith. And they can't just lay off him. They've got to get all over him. They've got to upset him. You see Hodgson last week, the Englishman, was dangling his hands in the ruck and just trying to rush Cameron Smith. Don't let him get out and run and get to your line. Make him pass early.
What about Cronulla? Who's the most important person for them?
I think it goes without saying Maloney's so important because of his experience. But I'm going to say Valentine Holmes as well. Valentine Holmes, when he ventures in field and those middle field runs really triggers the Sharks. So for mine, I'll pick Valentine Holmes as my Clive Churchill medalist. So.
Okay, MG, well, most important player on either side to start with the Storm.
I've got to go an unsung hero for them who's going to Manly next year, Blake Green. Mm. He's going to have a lot of attack come his way. The Raiders did it last week and he stood up to the test. Expect Fifita, Tagatese, Gallen, all to be running at Blake Green. His defence has got to be on point. The Stormers' attack goes without saying. Cooper Cronk's, he's a gun. He's at the top of his game. For the Sharkies, I think someone like Chad Townsend as well. He got hooked a couple of weeks ago.
Came back
with a vengeance last week. Again, he'll be targeted by the Storm. These two blokes have got to stand up in defence.
Okay, who wins and why?
I think the Cronulla Sharks win, and I think they win by 4 points. And I think it's the Sharks because they've got a lot of focal points in their attack. You know, with Melbourne, it's pretty much Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk. Whereas at Cronulla, you got Holmes who can venture in field and create something. You've got the two halves. You've got Maloney and Townsend on the side of the ruck. Ennis can create a little bit. Mm. You've got Barber who can do something out of nothing. You've got Wade Graham on the left, who's a tremendous ball player as well. So for me, there's more variation and there's more strike in the Sharks and more points. And I just feel there's a sense of destiny as well.
MG, who wins and why?
Very, very similar to Matty. All the stats, the lineups, the coach, everything looks to me like a Storm victory.
Yeah.
But in the end, I think 50 years without a comp, the destiny is in Sharks' hands. But also, I think they're going to be more desperate. In that last, when you haven't won something and you want it so badly, you know, the Storm have been in 6 grand finals in 11 years. Somewhere in the back of their mind is a little bit of complacency, even if they don't want to admit it, a little bit. Sharks haven't got any because they've never won it. So they want that so badly. I think that's what's going to get them over the line on the weekend.
It's like they want that first kiss, isn't it, MG?
Oh. Hey? At school when you want
when
to
that heart flutters.
Run around the school and you chase him.
Oh, or chase her. Him? Her. Okay, that's the wrap of the grand final. Thank you, boys.
Sorry, Steve.
It's the grill team on
Sorry, Mr. Thompson.